Welcome back to our Divine Office podcast. I'm grateful to be here and probably going to go ahead and make a few other videos since this is our great solemnity, great happiness, great mysteries. And also we need to do a video that teaches you how to use the book, the breviary too. But anyway, it is 4:30 in the morning here. I have gotten up quite against my will to do some things that I felt I needed to do. But thank God for getting me up to be able to make that sacrifice. Now let us enjoy praying our special prayer of the church for this great feast of the baptism of the Lord. Now the invitatory with its very special antiphon. God, Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. And the antiphon is, come let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the beloved Son, in whom the Father was well pleased. As John fulfilled his sacred charge, Christ Jesus, author of the world, immersed this day in Jordan's tide, by bathing washed its waters clean. Born from the Virgin Mother's womb, he did not need to be baptized, yet by his washing he desired to take away our guilt and sin. The Father speaks, his voice proclaims, this is my own beloved Son. From heaven's height on him descends, in dove-like form, the Spirit blessed. Beneath the mystery of his name, salvation shines within the church. The Trinity abides with her, one God through every time and place. All glory be to you, O Christ, the Father and the Spirit blessed. In splendor from the heights of heaven, reveal that you are light. Life and truth. Amen. Now the psalmody begins with a special set of psalms and antiphons proper to the baptism of the Lord. So it's going to be near the beginning, the first part of the book, because it's part of the liturgical seasons. The voice of the Lord, the God of majesty, echoes over the waters. Psalm 29. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The voice of the Lord, the God of majesty, echoes over the waters. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters. The voice of the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power. The voice of the Lord full of splendor. The voice of the Lord, the God of majesty, echoes over the waters. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Siron like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord, the God of majesty, echoes over the waters. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire. The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The voice of the Lord, the God of majesty, echoes over the waters. The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The voice of the Lord, the God of majesty, echoes over the waters. Let all the earth adore you, Lord, and let it be joyful, for a new light has dawned upon the ages. That's Antiphon 2. Now we have Psalm 66. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you, all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name. Come and see the works of God. Tremendous his deeds among men. He turns the sea into dry land. They pass through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound. Of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let all the earth adore you, Lord, and let it be joyful, for a new light has dawned upon the ages. Blessed be God, for he has willed that my soul should live. He has led me to a place of refuge. Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. Blessed be God, for he has willed that my soul should live. He has led me to a place of refuge. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Blessed be God who has willed that my soul should live. He has led me to a place of refuge. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud with high praise ready on my tongue. Blessed be God, for he has willed that my soul should live. He has led me to a place of refuge. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened, but truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God, for he has willed that my soul should live. He has led me to a place of refuge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9, and chapter 49, verses 1 through 9. So even though they may sound like they're together, they want us to get these 2 9 verses from two different chapters to see the relationship, especially in regard to the themes of the baptism. The gentle servant of the Lord is a light to the nations, is the caption. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased. Upon him I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. I am the Lord, this is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the earlier things have come to pass, new ones I now foretell. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Hear me, O coastlands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little for you, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel, to the one despised, from whom the nations abhor, the slave of rulers, when kings see you, they shall stand up, and princes shall prostrate themselves, because the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, on the day of salvation I help you, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. Responsory prayer. Today in the Jordan, as the Lord was baptized, the heavens opened, and the Spirit in the form of a dove rested upon him. The voice of the Father was heard, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Spirit descended in visible form as a dove, and a voice from heaven was heard, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So let's just take a moment to ask the Holy Spirit to help us today to break free from any things that make us unfruitful, anxious, worried, to be with us, to guide us, and to give us new life, so that this can be a new beginning for us as well in our lives. And come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Grant us your grace to begin anew, by your power to start anew. Now let us have a second reading from the tradition of the church to expand on some of the themes of light, of baptism. This is from a sermon by St. Gregory of Nazianzus, Bishop, the baptism of Christ. Christ is bathed in light. Let us also be bathed in light. Christ is baptized. Let us also go down with him and rise with him. John is baptizing when Jesus draws near. Perhaps he comes to sanctify his baptizer. Certainly he comes to bury sinful humanity in the waters. He comes to sanctify the Jordan for our sake and in readiness for us. He who is spirit and flesh comes to begin a new creation through the spirit and water. The Baptist protests, Jesus insists. Then John says, I ought to be baptized by you. He is the lamp in the presence of the Son, the voice in the presence of the Word, the friend in the presence of the Bridegroom, the greatest of all born of woman in the presence of the firstborn of all creation, the one who leapt in his mother's womb in the presence of him who was adored in the womb, the forerunner and future forerunner in the presence of him who has already come and is to come again. I ought to be baptized by you. We should also add, and for you. For John is to be baptized in blood, washed clean like Peter, not only by the washing of his feet. Jesus rises from the waters. The world rises with him. The heavens like paradise with its flaming sword, closed by Adam, for himself and his descendants, are rent open. The Spirit comes to him as an equal, bearing witness to his Godhead. A voice bears witness to him from heaven, his place of origin. The Spirit descends in bodily form like the dove that so long ago announced the ending of the flood, and so gives honor to the body that is one with God. Today, let us do honor to Christ's baptism and celebrate this feast in holiness. Be cleansed entirely and continue to be cleansed. Nothing gives such pleasure to God as the conversion and salvation of men, for whom his every word and every revelation exist. He wants you to become a living force for all mankind, lights shining in the world. You are to be radiant lights as you stand beside Christ, the great light, bathed in the glory of him who is the light of heaven. You are to enjoy more and more the pure and dazzling light of the Trinity, as now you have received, though not in its fullness, a ray of its splendor proceeding from the one God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, to whom be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. Today the heavens opened and the waters of the sea became sweet and fragrant. The earth rejoiced, the mountains and hills exalted, because Christ was baptized by John in the Jordan. What has happened that the sea has been put to flight and the Jordan has turned back upon itself? Because Christ was baptized by John in the Jordan. Now let us look at that great hymn, the Te Deum. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day we bless you. We praise your name forever. Keep us today, Lord, from all sin. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. Lord, show us your mercy and love, for we put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. And the final prayer is, Almighty eternal God, when the Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism in the Jordan, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. Keep us your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Or we could have also had, Almighty ever-living God, who that when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, Grant that your children, by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So again, today is a major day to celebrate our baptism. And like I said, just to relax as you're listening to this office and ask the Spirit, as I am, for a new gift, for a new beginning, for solutions to the problems and sins that we perhaps, the problems, even the anxiety that we may feel about our lives and about the future and about the things we must do in our lives. But let us have a catechesis where we look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church. First, I'd just like to remind us of the mystery of Christmas. The Catechism says, Christmas is the mystery of this marvelous exchange. Oh, marvelous exchange. Man's creator has become man, born of the Virgin. We have been made sharers in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share our humanity. A quote from the Liturgy of the Hours. Now, the baptism of Jesus is explained in the Catechism paragraphs 535 to 537. Jesus' public life begins with his baptism by John in the Jordan. John preaches a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. A crowd of sinners, tax collectors and soldiers, Pharisees and Sadducees and prostitutes come to be baptized by him. Then Jesus appears. The Baptist hesitates, but Jesus insists and receives baptism. Then the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, comes upon Jesus, and a voice from heaven proclaims, "This is my beloved Son." This is the manifestation, epiphany of Jesus as Messiah of Israel and Son of God. The baptism of Jesus is, on his part, the acceptance and inauguration of his mission as God's suffering servant. He allows himself to be numbered among sinners. He is already the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Already he is anticipating the baptism of his bloody death. Already he is coming to fulfill all righteousness. That is, he is submitting himself entirely to the Father's will. Out of love, he consents to this baptism of death for the remission of our sins. The Father's voice responds to the Son's acceptance, proclaiming his entire delight in his Son. The Spirit, whom Jesus possessed in fullness from his conception, comes to rest on him. Jesus will be the source of the Spirit for all mankind. At his baptism, the heavens were opened. The heavens that Adam's sin had closed, and the waters were sanctified by the descent of Jesus and the Spirit, a prelude to the new creation. Through baptism, the Christian is sacramentally assimilated to Jesus, who in his own baptism anticipates his death and resurrection. The Christian must enter into this mystery of humble self-abasement and repentance. Go down into the water with Jesus in order to rise with him. Be reborn of water and the Spirit, so as to become the Father's beloved Son in the Son, and walk in newness of life. Let us be buried with Christ by baptism, to rise with him. Let us go down with him, to be raised with him, and let us rise with him, to be glorified with him. Everything that happened to Christ lets us know that after the bath of water, the Holy Spirit swoops down upon us from high heaven, and that, adopted by the Father's voice, we become sons of God. That one is a quote from St. Hilary of Porter's, and the first one was a quote from St. Gregory of Nazianzus. On the Paschal Mystery, let us rise with him, let us go down with him, so we may be raised with him. So this is a beautiful day to consider our own passion. You know, there are many things going wrong in our world, but God tells us that he walks with us through these things, that he hasn't forgotten us, that we are his beloved son or daughter personally. And you know, we often forget. It's just our human nature that the instant we start feeling uncomfortable and the instant something goes wrong in our world or in our lives, we will tend, as the Bible says, just to forget all the good things that God has done for us. But the truth is, God is active in our world in multiple ways, through his providence, through the church, through the Holy Spirit, who makes Christ someone that we can actually understand and relate to by virtue of our interior experiences. So that's one thing. Our Christian spiritual life is cross and resurrection pattern. It's cross-shaped. And yet there are all of these resurrections. The instant that we, just like the instant that we sacrifice our own will to become uncomfortable, there are all these great joys that we would never have had in the here and now of this life. So that's one thing. You know, on the discussion about the baptism, my mother, who used to be a Protestant and is now as a Catholic, is fond of saying, in response to these Protestants who will say, who will put down baptism and say it's not really that important, even Jesus is baptized. Even Jesus was baptized. Why do you put down baptism? So baptism is very important. Protestants usually have a valid baptism as long as they understand the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ and have some appreciation for the doctrines like the Trinity. But as we said, for them, they may view baptism more like Old Testament sacraments. They may not understand what's new about New Testament sacraments and may think that Catholics just live in the Old Testament and they're focused on circumcision and New Testament versions of circumcision and they're just But the Holy Spirit is what gives life to this New Testament and makes new the sacrament of baptism so that it's not just circumcision, but it has this inundating light and presence and character of the Holy Spirit, and also the grace and power of Christ. Do we know for sure whether or not Jesus instituted baptism? Because it's a rule in Catholic sacramental theology that sacraments have to be in one way or another directly commanded and instituted by Christ. So they have to be declared to the apostles, and they have to be instituted directly by Christ's command as part of some element of his mission. So we don't know for sure that this is when baptism is instituted, but on balance throughout history, you know, the church has thought that this is probably the most likely place that baptism was instituted, although Jesus, of course, could have appeared after his resurrection and given them instructions about how to baptize. But in view of the fact, of course, that they already were baptizing people during Jesus's, the Gospel of John talks about that, talks about Jesus and his apostles baptizing people, his disciples also baptizing people, probably was something that was instituted here, and then the Holy Spirit will make it an active sacrament that comes alive for other people after the resurrection. Either way, this tells us about baptism. It gives us an understanding of what baptism is in this declaration of Jesus, in this anointing of Jesus, as Son of God, declared as Son of God here, realized in power as Messiah, and sent out as a humble servant to bring light to the whole world. Also, the Church has many beautiful things to speak to us in the passages of the Catechism about how the Kingdom of God is at hand, 541 through 545. Now, thank you for this beautiful time. I hope you have a great rest of your day.